Hello, my beautiful friend. I have some gorgeous music that my friend Leela, thank you, Leela, if you're listening right now. Leela just introduced me to this beautiful, beautiful music by Ludovico Einaudi. I hope I'm saying that okay. And I just love it. Listen. I find it hauntingly beautiful. Like, it touches me, like, way, way deep inside. And it also is kind of a bittersweet to me. Like, I guess bittersweet just says it all. And I'm sorry. I know last week when I was talking to you, I had almost been losing my voice, which I did end up losing it. And now I am on the road to recovery, but you could probably still hear I'm not quite fully back. Oh, I just love this music. I feel like maybe I just want to play this music for you. But let me pause it. It's the perfect music for today because of this bittersweet quality. And I wanted to share something with you that I heard on, there's a podcast called End of Life University by Karen. Oh, shoot. Karen, I'm sorry. What's your last name? I think it's Wyatt. Karen Wyatt, End of Life University. And I will remember to put a link here. I'm going to actually be on her podcast in a few weeks. And I'm super excited about that because I've been following her for a while. She covers all sorts of topics around end of life and preparing ourselves. And the one that I was listening to was her most recent one. It's Grief and the Widowed Mom. And I was really struck by something that I heard, and it made me think of what's happening sort of collectively with grief right now, at least in my experience. So the guest, her name is Krista St. Germain. And Krista was talking about that there's a model for grief that really helped her. She is a widowed mom. And she was talking about a model called loss restorative. I think there's a longer name to it. And I don't think she's the one who came up with this model, but she was speaking about it. And what she was saying, and I'm saying this, let me give a little bit of a preface. These have been some really, really collectively grief-filled times. I mean, I don't know if it's always been this way in the world. I was just talking to a friend about that yesterday. However, it seems as if between the really horrific things that have been happening with wars and with the just different tortures and traumas and all kinds of really horrific things going on in association with wars around the world, and then the political division and the atrocities that are being happening right here in the United States where I live, it's really a bit, what do I want to say? Like, I feel like I'm reeling, and I feel like people around me, it's hard to carry all of this. And of course, those are just a few things, right? I mean, of course, there's way other things going on that are just really hard to bear. I just read a story today just accidentally about someone torturing a dog. And, you know, our hearts, and I know you, I mean, you wouldn't be here if you weren't also someone with a huge loving heart for all the creatures of the world, right? And it can be almost debilitating to carry the grief when we hear things or friends talk to us about the atrocities in the world. And at the same time, of course, many people are also weighed down by personal loss, personal grief, personal disappointment, personal hardship, financial hardship, people losing their jobs, people taking care of really ill people they love. I mean, I don't need to tell you all this. And I certainly don't mean to, like, you know, bring you down right now. I hope that's not in here. Let me play a little more of this beautiful music that will take us back up a little bit. There's also so much beauty in the world. So much beauty. And this music is just one example of it, right? There's art, there's beauty, there's flowers, there's trees, there's children laughing. You know, our animals who love us unconditionally. There's the trees that just, you know, stand so solid and give us such a foundation of how to be in the world, and they give us oxygen, you know, and there's parks, there's stars in the sky, right? So it's not a simple world we live in. And that's why, going back to what I listened to about on this podcast, was that what Christy was saying, the guest, she was saying that this model of loss slash restorative is that natural waves that happen when we are going through, I'm just going to say hard stuff, because yes, definitely grief, but I think it's also true in anything that's really big and challenging, stressful, you know, grief-filled, anxiety-filled. I think it's the same thing, is that she says, like, our systems can only handle so much of that big feeling stress and or grief. And you may know this from your own experience, that it's like at some point, typically what happens is we, and I'm putting this in quotes, but I think it's also true in a sense, we feel better. So we're going along and we're maybe like, and I've talked about this, I've probably said this on these love grams, you know, when I was in the biggest depth of grieving, like sometimes I'd be on the floor crying, like really like didn't, not thinking I was going to be able to get up. And yet, you know, after a time I would get up. And then after a time I would, you know, start to do my work. And then maybe I'd have a podcast interview for my new book, or maybe I would have a call with a friend. Maybe I'd be talking to my mom. Maybe I'd go to Zumba class. And suddenly it was almost as if I was in a different world, a different state. And this is what this grief restorative, or this loss restorative model is saying. Gosh, I hope I have the name of the model right, but it doesn't really matter, does it? Because the point is really just to allow ourselves, and this is the biggest thing, not to think anything's wrong if we're going through, you know, either of these places. Like sometimes what happens is when people are deep in grief and then suddenly they find themselves laughing with a friend, they might feel guilty. Like it somehow is saying that they, you know, they don't love that person who died, or they don't, you know, they're not caring enough. But actually it's our systems are requiring us to sort of balance out in that way. And so not to feel guilty if we're in like we're in grief and we find ourselves laughing or wanting to go to a dance class or wanting to watch a movie and eat some popcorn. That's all normal. And on this, by the same token, like it's also normal when we're in those deep places of, you know, lethargy or sadness, or like, I can't get up off the floor right now. That's also normal. And I really just loved, I mean, maybe it sounds so simplistic, but in my own experience, I really spent a lot of time feeling a little bit crazy. Like when I was like going back and forth, and also I was doing this thing that I think had I learned about this model before, I maybe would have been a little bit more accepting of the process. But I think I would often, like, I'd start to quote unquote feel better, right? I would come up out of the grief, or as I would say sometimes, like coming up for air, and I might feel like talking to a friend or reading a book or, you know, taking a walk. And then I would get attached to that, like, oh, what a freaking relief to be outside of that pain. And, you know, I mean, not that the pain was totally gone, but the paralyzing pain, had to be outside of the I can't get up feeling, to be outside of like I'm never going to be normal again feeling that can come with grief. And then I would get attached, and then whoosh, right, whoosh, I would be back in the loss part. And I would think, what is wrong with me? You know, that I can't get a hold of myself is some of the terrible, terrible, terrible language that I would hear. And of course, you know, in my spiritual practice, that's not like me saying that. That's monkey mind. That's conditioned mind. That's whatever the devil is that wants us to suffer. You know, the authentic me is, I think, the part that's speaking now, which is that compassionate part, the part that's like, hey, you know, this is okay. Who you are is okay. How can I take care of you wherever you are in this process, right? I think that is really the authentic part of who we are. And I don't know if anybody out there needed to hear this today, like if that's a message for you that it's like, and again, it's not just with death or big loss or illness. I think it can even be in the other parts of life where it's just, we find ourselves like we're in the middle of something big in our lives. And in between feeling the big feelings, we also need distraction. We need laughter. We need exercise. We need, you know, a good dinner. We need a bath. We need to restore, as that, you know, model says. We need those times to kind of like, whew, help our bodies kind of settle a bit. And I'm going to say again, like, there is so much happening in the world right now. It feels to me like really extreme. There are so many things that so many of us care about, you know, that feel as if they're being, you know, shattered. And there's so much in so many areas. You know, I mentioned some human rights issues and some political things. And I didn't even get to mention, I mean, I talked about how beautiful trees are, but I didn't even get to mention like what's happening with our you know, our environment. And what's happening to, you know, species who are, you know, becoming extinct. And again, I better play some music again. Every time I think this is part of it. I think what I'm modeling, actually, I didn't even get this till the second, right? Aren't I just kind of modeling what this bigger thing is about, which is, yes, let ourselves feel the grief. Don't Pollyanna it. Don't silver lining before we've actually had a chance to feel what we're feeling. Feel it. But at some point, and here's the point in our Lovegram again, is we need to go back to taking a deep breath. We need to turn our attention to poetry, to art, to music, to love, to our friends, to our animals, to the grass, to the flowers. Or if it's snowy where you are, to the snow. We need to restore. And that doesn't mean ignore. I just got that. That just dropped in. That was not mine. That was definitely life dropping that in. I love that. Life is so smart. Life is so smart. We need to restore, not ignore, right? So it's like, it's not a matter of okay, I just can't look over there, right? I'm going to pretend that I don't miss, you know, this person that I deeply love who's passed away, or I'm going to pretend that, you know, I'm not seeing what I'm seeing on the news right now. It's not that, but it's like allowing ourselves to take things in, to process them as much as we can, and then to take care of ourselves. And that's like an over and over and over again process. So, anyhow, that's kind of really, you know, stuck out this week for me. And I hope that maybe it's helpful to you. Let me know if it is. And if you have your own experiences of how you do that, you know, going back and forth between, you know, really big, hard feelings and then taking care of yourself and then letting yourself dip a toe in the deep end again and experience what you need to go through, because we do need to go through it. The only way out is through. And I'm very sure of that. I don't think pushing things down. I don't think, you know, numbing ourselves. I don't think ignoring the hard stuff is at all the answer. I think that does a number on us that does not serve us long in the long term. So I'm going to play you a little bit more of this music, and then I'm just going to say goodbye. I love you. I'm so grateful you're here. Oh, this just calms me so much when I hear this. Thanks again, Leela, not just for this music, but also our conversation, which is obviously a thread throughout my love groom today. And listen, thank you to anyone who's here, anyone who's listening on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or anytime in the future that you might be listening to this. I'm really grateful. You inspire me to show up. You inspire me to really keep thinking about what matters and keep wanting to talk about what matters, even when I don't, you know, which is always, when I don't have any answers, but I'm just exploring with you. I mean, that's what we could do for each other is keep looking together, keep exploring, keep keeping our hearts open. I think that's the thing, really. Keep keeping our hearts open together. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.